Yeah, let's do now. Tyler Bowers, sixth place. Nice job. You and Webb and Reed going at it the last lap was pretty exciting. Your eyes are all jacked up, though. Why'd you toss your goggles?
Yeah, like off the start, coming around the first turn, I got just clobbered with mud. And, I mean, clearly it was muddy out there. I did it, too, in the heat race. I was kind of like a caveman in the heat race. I came out of the first turn, and I was trying to pull. We had tear-offs on top of roll-offs, you know, the tear-offs were for, like, the start.
Yep.
And I tried to pull the tear-offs coming out of the turn, and I kept missing them. And like a caveman, I just grabbed I grabbed it, and like, I went real aggressive and pulled. But I had grabbed a hold of the roll-off casing, and I pulled my lens like halfway out, like just a meathead move, you know. And I'm like, oh, well, that's cool. So I'm going through the first couple jumps and slapping, and I'm like, well, there goes my goggles. So I pull them off in the heat. So first stop at heat, same thing, and then first stop in the main, I kind of did a similar deal. I just ended up pulling the string out like an idiot. Just ying.
Oh, just gone right. Pull.
Yeah, like I went to pull, because there was so much mud, they get stuck sometimes, which is what the tear-offs are for. Yep, but what happened in the heat race, I was like, I'm not even going to run the tear-offs this time.
No, you got to run the tear-offs.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't have them on like an idiot, and they got stuck. And so when they got stuck, I just tried to meathead it and pull harder, and it just pulled the string out. And I'm like, well, here we go again. So
nice work.
It was pitch black. Like I felt somebody turn the lights off. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. So then I had to pull the goggles and. I was damn near dead last, and then I kind of fell over at the end of the rhythm, so I was damn near dead last there, and I was just, I didn't know I was that far up. I kind of saw like 10th, I think, on the pit board at one point, and then my eyes were so jacked that I was like,
I saw you at 14th at one point, and then all of a sudden I'm like, hey, he's coming up in the top 10.
Yeah, I didn't even, like I said, I didn't know. I towards the end, too, like I thought Reed was a lapper, because I'm like, you didn't know who was a lapper and who was in it still. And
so were you getting into a rhythm then? Did you find some lines, or
No, there were no lines out there. It was every lap was like, oh man, it was a surprise on every jump. Like, oh, okay, we're taking this route this time. So I smoked my clutch real bad in the heat race. Like lap two or three, I was like just way too hard on it and smoked it in the heat. So I was feeling good there, like, you know, kind of got in second behind Moosecan, and then I smoked my clutch, couldn't hit any of the jumps, had to kind of limp it in. Third there, and then in the main, I knew I needed to stay away from just abusing the clutch. So, like, middle of the race, I started just trying to be easy on it and, like, really just drop the clutch out of the corners and kind of limp the bike in. And I think that's what helped me the most. I think towards the end of the race, a lot of bikes were smoking.
Yep.
And because I experienced it in the heat, I know what they were going through. And the bike's just, you're pinning in, you're not going anywhere. But because I saved mine, you know, for the race, I think towards the end of the race, my bike was just ripping. It was still running good. So, you know, it was really good with the guys here at Monster Energy Cali. We worked pretty hard to get, you know, the bike to last forever and in this kind of conditions to be really durable. And then, you know, of course, we came up with a game plan to, you know, make sure it lasts the whole race too. And I think that was the biggest benefit for me.
Feel remapping it a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, we've been working on that. Yeah, it's hard because he's dealing with me, and I'm a rider, and I'm a prima donna, and I'm like, yeah, that's not it. And then we try different mapping, and I'm like, yeah, that's not it. But
but you got to do it to save the bike.
Yeah, we don't know it. Yeah,
we covered that.
Yeah, we already talked about the goggle thing. Yeah, like an idiot. Yeah.
Well, hey, yeah, you gotta be stoked for this finish. I mean, muddy or not, that's an awesome way to at least end the night, right?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I mean, this race, I think it was the first race this season. I wish it was longer.
Yeah.
You know, like 12 minutes was kind of a bummer.
Yeah, I had a few riders tell me that before they knew it, the white flag was out.
Yeah, it's just because, I mean, in the mud, like, yeah, you do like three laps and you're halfway done, you know? So it was, it was a bit of a bummer. And like the white flag was out and I wasn't thrilled, especially because I was in a battle there with Cooper and Chad at the end. So, yeah, but sixth place is rad.
All right, cool. Nice job.
Yeah, thank you. Yep.